You know, Ashley, one of the things that we hear and read is that very often abusers of children, whether they be pedophiles or otherwise, are often, not always, but often people who the children actually know personally. When it comes to trafficking, do the offenders tend to be people that the victims do know, or do they generally tend to be people they don't know?
That's a great question because, yes, you're absolutely right. When it comes to sexual assault, for minors, it is almost always somebody who is close to them. But with trafficking, it's about even. Statistically speaking, and I know I don't like to talk about numbers, but what Polaris has is 54% of recruiters are strangers and 46% are known to the victim. So I'd say with AIR, it's probably about split 50-50. And a lot of times what we see is the known victims, the people who are the known offenders, mm-hmm. are usually, we see a lot of parents selling their children for drugs, pornography exchange, and things like that. Unfortunately, that is not uncommon. So that probably makes up a large percentage of that statistic. Or, you know, babysitters, cousins, older brothers and sisters. A lot of that dark side that people really just don't want to think about, but it does happen. And then the other half, the unknown offenders, are people who are just trolling the internet, the school. We see a lot of, that's actually going into the known offenders realm. We can talk about that again. But the unknown ones, really fishing off the internet is what we see a lot, chat rooms and Facebook, Instagram, and stuff like that, where they get just find something that interests them and piques their interest, and they think like they would be probably a good target, and they'll start chatting with them and sit there and listen to them for hours on end. Going back to the known offenders, we see a lot of recruitment in the schools, and that's something that it tends to be really alarming to people. Older kids target those kids that are needing friends, maybe don't have nice shoes, have old clothes, or maybe they're just a loner. They'll come in, they got girlfriends and boyfriends and cars and nice shoes and, you know, flashy purses and sunglasses. And those kids who are really just in a need of attention, they see that, and they see that as something that they want, and they become friends with them. And they're willing to do anything to stay within that group of cool kids, and that's usually where it comes down to, is they think that they got a cool older friend, and then they start doing favors for them, and before too long, there's elements of fraud and coercion involved, and possibly some blackmail that can be used against them.
So that's,
another thing that I'd like to... Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Another thing I usually like to point out with that, too, is that with human trafficking, you don't have to be moved. A lot of people think that you have to be transported right to another city or across state lines, and you can be trafficked right out of your own home. It's really the element of selling somebody for a profit using force, fraud, and coercion that have to be there. The person doesn't have to be moved at all.
I remember watching a documentary, actually, where a high school student, high school female, agreed to have sex with a male peer who had propositioned her. And he had cameras set up in the room. She didn't know it. He filmed her, got her naked, and was able to basically, I guess, edit himself out, but he was able to capture her. And the deal was, this, no one else will ever see these videos if you just go ahead and climb out your bedroom window when I tell you to.
Yep, absolutely. That's pretty common. Or owed money, pictures. A girl sends illicit pictures to a boy that she likes or she thinks is her boyfriend, and then simply turns like that, oh, I'm going to show these to your parents, or I'm going to show the school if you don't do this, if you don't do this favor for me, if you don't have sex with my friend or these friends. It happens more often than not. Or being tricked into going somewhere. We have cases where somebody is told that they're going somewhere for a party and they end up being sexually assaulted by numerous people for the profit of the person who brought them to the party. They might just be walking into something blind and just have no idea it's happening.
So in light of what you shared with us about how some of this domestic trafficking takes place, could you share with us some steps that people can take to protect themselves, to try to prevent this from happening to themselves?
Pretty much all the normal safety steps, you know, try and find out who it is that you're talking to before you trust somebody, especially like online. Just because you've been talking to somebody online for hours, weeks, months, even years sometimes, it doesn't necessarily mean you know who they are. You know, they make a whole show, the show Catfish is all about that. Like, the person on the other end can be making up any story, any line that they want to convince you to be part of their life. So, you know, take some caution with that. And when it comes to your known offenders, don't be afraid to come forward to somebody that you trust who has your best interest at heart. If you feel like you're being taken advantage of by somebody close to you, even if it is your parents or a relative or a friend, find somebody that you trust to be able to go to and ask for help. And if that person doesn't help you, then don't be afraid to call a local rape crisis center or domestic violence shelter and explain the situation if you think that there's just something inappropriate about it. And somebody there will be able to guide you through the next step. And that is always confidential, so you don't have to worry about going to police if you're not ready for it.
I tell you something that you said, Ashley, and it really hit home just a few seconds ago. It is good to know that the Rape Crisis Center can help with trafficking issues. When we come back, can you share with us the role that legislation is and or is not playing in helping us with domestic trafficking?
Absolutely.
Okay, our guest, Ashley Cruz, truly enlightening us. We'll be wrapping up in just a few, so make sure you stay with us.